Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Overtime Sports Show, coming to you live from the greatest city on the planet, Durham, North Carolina, on this, the 14th day of October 2016. Well, thank you so much for listening to the show this evening, a Friday edition, yes. Now that we're back, football season's in full swing, and volleyball season's in full swing, and basketball season's getting to be in full swing, and hockey season's getting to be in full swing. Whew, we're going to start doing things on Friday because there's going to be a whole lot more to cover, and we're going to do it right here on the Overtime Sports Show. Once again, I'd like to make an appeal to all of you out there in the listening audience. If you can, in any way possible, please help donate, contribute, or volunteer to help our fellow North Carolinians in Eastern North Carolina. I mean, they are taking a beating of untold proportions. I mean, you're looking at there's going to be four rivers in the eastern part of North Carolina, the Tar River, the Lumbee River, all those rivers that are going to be cresting tomorrow and Sunday. So all the damage is going to just increase. And the town of, I think it's Princeville, it's going to be just non-existent. It's just going to wash away. I mean, this is just a human tragedy. So if you can, Red Cross, you can call the North Carolina Highway Patrol, you can call the governor's office, you can call your local police departments, sheriff's departments. They will have information on how you can give. Money is good to give. If you have supplies, if you can raise supplies, if you can have drives to get supplies, it's needed, because once the water recedes, the biggest problem then is going to be mold, mildew. They're talking about they have water moccasins all over the place in some areas. As a matter of fact, they found a moccasin the other day. I'd never heard of this before, but it was 13 feet long. Now, I don't know about you people, but if I saw that, it would be time he could have the house, the land, everything. I'll sign the title deed over to him, and it's all his. I'm out of there. I'm moving to Durham. But you know, Eastern North Carolina is really suffering right now, so anything you can do to help, please do. I beg of you, please help our fellow North Carolinians, because we may have differences here in North Carolina. We may not see things politically the same way all the time, but we're all North Carolinians, and now it knows no colors, it knows no boundaries, it knows no political party. We just all need to help, so please do. Well, Linda Van Smith on the show with us tonight. Also, we have a special guest from, you know, she was on the show earlier in the year, and we talked about her volleyball program and over at Shaw University, and it is Dashandra Gori, and we talked about her program and about what she expected this year. Now, they started off a little slow, but, you know, if you remember back in the interview, she said that may happen until they built chemistry. And they kept plugging away, and they kept plugging away. And then finally, the light switch I talk about so much flipped. They have won 13 matches in a row. And I'm not talking about just winning them. I'm talking about some of them completely dominating them. So, Coach Gori, welcome to the Overtime Sports Show. And, hey, let's talk. Let's just start out talking about how in the world 13 matches in a row. And I don't think people realize and understand what that means. Now, volleyball is one of those sports where you actually have to win a game within a game to win the game. It's not like football. I score 6 points, the other guy gets a chance to score 6 points, and he may not score. But in volleyball, you have to basically win every game in the game to get that 1 point, to get the totality to win the set. So it's hard. Volleyball is one of those hard sports. So talk about, Coach, how in the world did this come about? Just talk about this 13-game streak.
Well, first I want to say thanks again for having me on for the second time. I really do appreciate it. As you mentioned, volleyball is a very challenging sport because it is, in my opinion, 90% mental, and a lot of the pace of the game is determined by momentum. And so when competing, especially against a good competitive team, the momentum can shift after, you know, two or three consecutive points being scored. So you really have to be mentally tough in order to kind of stop the bleeding, so to speak, and be able to recover and kind of change the direction of which the match or the set is going. And then you also mentioned that we started out the season a little rocky. I wanted to start out this present season competing against tougher competition. So we went up to Pennsylvania in early September. We played in a tournament there against four great teams, all members of the PSAC. And anyone that's really familiar with volleyball knows that the PSAC is one of the strongest conferences in the country as far as Division II. And so those are some of the teams that we'll play if we are able to win the CIAA conference. We'll get the automatic bid to go to regional, so that's some of the competition that we'll see. So I wanted to give my girls a bird's-eye view of that level of competition and what those teams bring to the table. And so we went up there. Majority of my team are new to the program. They're new to me, to Shaw, my coaching style, my expectations. I have 17 on my roster. 9 of those girls are brand new to the program. And so I had 8 returners. And then we also encountered some adversities. We had some injuries. A few players went down in late August, roughly about a week or so, right before we traveled up to Pennsylvania. And so I depended a lot on my incoming players to come in and kind of, you know, help lead the team. And so it took us a few matches. It took us 5 exactly to kind of figure out what we needed to do in order to be able to really play what I like to call Shaw U volleyball.
Yeah, I mean, I watched a little bit last night. There was someone was periscoping the game, and I saw exactly what you mean. I saw the sets at the net. Number 23, I do not know her name. All I'm going to call her is Miss, because when she goes up, and she comes down, that's the first time, you know, I've been around volleyball now for about, you know, on the collegiate level about 5 years, and I've seen some, you know, some pretty good teams, but that's the first time I've ever heard anybody scream when a, when somebody spikes the ball towards them. She let out one of those,
oh my,
and just, I mean, she just cleared the deck, man. And I had never seen it, and when I saw that, and that was like the second set, I went ahead, you know, I just settled back and said, well, they got that game. Because if you make somebody holler, you're in their mind. You know what I'm saying? You got them shook.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what happened last night. The atmosphere there was something. I mean, the gym was packed. I mean, I heard cheerleaders. It sounded like somebody was beating on a drum or either beating somebody upside the head, one of the two. But I heard that going on. And I'm sitting there, and I'm like, wow. Now, this is volleyball. It reminds me of when last year North Carolina Central went to South Carolina. Now, you know for yourself, the SEC is a little bit different animal than any animal on the planet. So, you know, we're used to playing maybe in front of, we get a maximum 200-300 people, you know what I'm saying? You know, we're sitting there. Man, it was, what was it, 10,000 people in there. They had this dude running around dressed like a chicken. They had a band over there. They had cheerleaders over there. And I'm sitting there having to broadcast the game, and I broke out in a sweat. So I can understand what it's like to be in front of that many people. Because, oh, my God, I've never seen that before. And but you really get a lot of great support there at Shaw University. And let me ask you something. How is that? Because it seems like the fans really know your players. They, you know, they know their first names. They're friends with them. How does having an atmosphere like that impact your team?
Oh, it's a necessity because a lot of times my girls' energy level is reflective of the energy level that the crowd and the fans and their friends are bringing to the table. And so I have to say I give credit, a lot of credit to Dana Hubbard, who's our new director of marketing for the athletic department at Shaw, and he came to us from Hampton University. And since he's started his tenure at Shaw, we've noticed that attendance for our matches has increased substantially. Yesterday was a packed house. There was no seat open. There were individuals that were still piling in that had to stand against the wall. And they, you know, had the option, of course, to leave because, you know, if you can't be seated, you know, what's going to keep you at the game? What's going to make you want to stay? But I have to say that the environment with our Chi-Chi's and Chico's, and we had a live DJ playing music, during the match and in between the matches during the timeouts. And so it was a very live atmosphere. And my girls are very personable, and they've done a great job on social media letting their fellow student body, fellow teammates and other members of different teams within the athletic department, they've done a great job of letting them know when our home matches are, and we want them to come and pack the gym and, really help us kind of, beat our opponent, more than what we're already planning to beat them. But, again, the energy, the environment, as you said, it's a necessity for volleyball. Being a non-revenue sport, sometimes at universities, it's easy to overlook the smaller programs, but I really have to say that I'm very impressed and I'm very proud and excited about the student body at Shaw, the faculty, the staff. President DeBroy was at the game last night, and she's been at a few other home volleyball matches, and I will have to say she's, one of our top fans, and after each game that she attends, we're always able to take a photo with her, and she's always telling me and the girls how proud she is, and she talks a little bit of trash as well, which may surprise a lot of people, but she's on the sideline, really cheering for Shaw, and, she apologizes ahead of time to the opponent and tells them, we're going to be hospitable to you because you're a guest, but, once the match starts, once the whistle blows, hey, get ready to lose.
Oh, yeah, she went after me, too. I tweeted out, I always put out a poll because I do stuff like that, put out polls to see where the people's, the temperature is in the room. And, I sent it specifically to her because I know she is if you're talking about the person that promotes Shaw more than anybody else, I believe she just bleeds Shaw red. She's just everywhere. And I said, you're playing St. Aug, and I asked the question, who will win? And she tweeted me back and said, who do you think? So I said, oh, Madam President, okay. Yeah, all righty then. Kick off those pumps and get down to it then. Let's do it. So I loved it. I thought it was the greatest thing in the world because that's what you need. I mean, that shows the passion with your program there. And now, like you said, 13-game winning streak. It's a great recruiting tool. The work is not done yet because you still got to, win the CIAA and things like that. And remember we talked about earlier in the season, remember I always used to say when you sit in the room and the coaches talk about, well, who's going to be 1, 2, 3, and 4, remember I always like to say, well, I know who number one is. I'll let y'all fight over 2, 3, and 4. Now you can look back at them and say, Allah, at this particular point in time. Well, Linda, you got any questions?
Yeah.
I do. Coach Gary, how are you this evening?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm doing well. First of all, were you able to hire an assistant? And are you still doing softball?
I have not been able to hire an assistant for either sport. And, yes, I actually have we've had fall workout for the softball program. So, for the past 5 weeks, I've been doing softball practice by myself from 3 p.m. to 5:30, and then I shoot back over to campus, and I have volleyball practice from 6 to 9. So literally,
jeez,
I get between the commute from the field to back to the gym, it's about a 15-minute break, a mental break to myself, and then I have to flip the switch and change from softball coaching to volleyball coaching. And then actually our softball program tomorrow will be scrimmaging against the Shaw alum at Worthfield Park at 1. So, yes, both sports are going on at the same time. I've become a little bit of a one-woman show. I do have a volunteer assistant that is able to come to volleyball practice usually about one day, sometimes twice a week. And then he usually appears for home matches, but for away matches and majority of the volleyball practices, I have been solo for this season.
That's That is amazing.
Oh, my goodness.
And you're still winning. That is amazing.
Yeah, and sleep is for the weak, I see. That's the thing I always like to say when I was in the middle of the season, sleep is for the weak, right?
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Wow.
I don't even know what it is anymore.
Oh, my God. Oh, Madam President. All I got to say is this, Madam President, if you are listening, please give her break.
No, right?
Hire somebody.
Sugar on top. Pretty please with sugar on top.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm telling you, Madam President, you're running her to death. I know she's young, but you see, she don't want to get old like me and can't walk four steps. You know, give her a break there. My goodness. I mean, that is just a yeoman's job there. I don't know if I could do that now. Anyway, I'm sorry, Linda. I just had to say something about it. Oh, my goodness.
No, I mean, I remember, you know, you said that you were doing it by yourself then or, you know, I can't imagine. I thought you would have hired someone. They would have hired someone by now. But, well, anyway, congratulations on your wins, which is amazing.
Thank you.
You know, when you're doing
Thank
it by
you.
Yourself. So what strategies do you utilize for a good competition? Like, in other words, if your team, if they have been behind, what things do you say to them to help them to win their matches? Or do you have to say anything? I'm sure you do. But
yeah, I do.
You know, like when they get behind, you know, but sometimes it's hard to catch
right.
up.
Right. So. And we found ourselves several times this season getting behind in certain sets. We'll jump out in front in set one, maybe set two, and then set three. I think my girls may mentally get comfortable. And so before I allow the set to slip away, I try to call that timely timeout, and I'll pull them to the side, and we'll start to talk about, because usually it's errors on our behalf. Usually it's not me really giving credit to the other team, so to speak, but it's more so our own mental and physical errors. So I talk about how we can minimize those. I talk about what's open on the defense, what they're giving us, and what we need to take. I talk about making small adjustments and being able to be, again, mentally tough enough to say, okay, we're down by five. This is what we need to do. We need to right now put a Band-Aid on and stop the bleeding, get the ball back right now. So I ask in the huddle for leaders to step up and be more vocal, to hustle more, to put in more hard work, to be able to pull their team back. I always give the responsibility to my team leaders to say, pull your team back. So I tell them that they are aiding me in putting the team on their shoulders and on their back. And so I challenge them, and I give them the responsibility of stepping up and stopping the bleeding immediately at that point, getting the ball back, and then being consistent with the serve, keeping it, getting comfortable, owning the rotation, and rallying off 4 or 5 points. And we've done really well being able to do that against some of the more competitive teams that we've played thus far in the season. And so, but before we even get to the match, so to speak, we've done a scouting report. We do a lot of film analysis. I send my girls a lot of video links on our upcoming opponent, and we kind of dissect it together. And it just allows them to learn more about their craft and about the sport that they love, the sport that they've chosen to participate in college. And then also it makes me a better coach because not only do I take full responsibility for my team, whether we win, lose, or draw, but I'm also building leaders in my mind. I'm building leaders on the court and off the court, and I'm asking them to be accountable and to be responsible and to really analyze this game, dissect it, and break it down to its, you know, to its finest elements.
Well, obviously they have stepped up to the plate, and that's great. Now, who's your biggest competition?
Ooh. In the conference, I would definitely say, I would have to say that it would be Fayetteville State, as well as Winston-Salem State. I would have to say also the Southern Division is very tough. It'll be kind of a fight to the top for both us, Fayetteville, and Winston. On the other side, on the Northern Division, Chauhan is very competitive, and Virginia State as well. But the next upcoming matches, I would have to say that it would definitely be Fayetteville and Winston, and then these next few matches that we have upcoming, we'll be playing both of those schools in their gym. So definitely, you know, any coach will tell you it's a little bit more challenging to win in someone else's home gym because you're fighting against their crowd, their fans, and, you know, it's an unfamiliar setting for more than half of my team, considering 9 of them are new to the program. So they've never competed in these gyms and in this level of intense environment. And, you know, so it's more so mentally preparing them for what is yet to come.
What's to come, yes.
Yes.
Well, Coach, I know that tomorrow you say your softball team has the alumni game, and I have the perfect strategy whenever you play in alumni games. Now, your kids are in shape. Your kids are young. You take those old alumni and you bunt twice. You bunt the first 2 times you're at bat and make them old folks with them cheese sandwiches and those 6 packs of beer. Move to the ball twice and you got the game because I'm going to be laid out on the ground. I'm telling you.
Well, you know, actually, we don't want to beat the alums too badly because we want them to donate back to the program.
Well,
I may end up mixing the teams up a little bit.
Well, before the game starts, be sure to set up a computer and just open up the website for Obamacare and say anybody who doesn't have the policy, get it now before we start playing. Because you're going to need some help.
Right.
Well, Coach, let's talk about somewhere I read about you were named the CIAA Coach of the Week again for the 2nd time this season. And some of your players were also named for the 2nd, 3rd, 4th time this season. But what does it mean to win that or to be, I guess you would be awarded, the Coach of the Week? What does that mean, and what's the significance of that in the CIAA to get that recognition?
That's a great question. I would say that it means a lot to me, partly because of a lot of people don't know the history of Shaw Volleyball, meaning in the more recent years, within the past 9-10 years, the volleyball program hasn't been one of the top teams to make it to the postseason tournament in the end of the season. And so coming in year one for me in 2014, so excited about the opportunity, coming in as a first-time collegiate coach and not being able to recruit because of the timing of my hiring process. And then only winning one match that year. And then last year coming back blazing and going all the way to the championship match. It means a lot to me because I know that there are 11 other coaches that vote for that honor. And they could also be doing well in the conference. But because they decided to click on my name and they wanted, you know, voted for me to be Coach of the Week, it really feels good to me knowing that I've made a difference in the conference at my alma mater and within, you know, an awesome program that I participated in for 4 years of my life, giving the blood, sweat, and the tears. So it really means a lot to me. It means maybe even more to me that other coaches are recognizing my players, that they are voting for them, that they recognize the hard work and their talent level and what they're bringing not only to my program but strengthening the CIAA conference as a whole. So it definitely means a great deal to me, and I'm very appreciative of it. I don't, I don't just skate over it or look over it like, oh, yeah, well, you know, that, yeah. No, it means so much to me and my girls that other coaches in the conference can visibly see the effort and, you know, the passion and the fire in them and believe that they're worthy to win such a weekly honor. So it definitely means the world to both myself as well as my team and my girls.
Yeah, I can believe that, especially when the young lady last night gave the other young lady what I call a Spalding facial. When she came down, it was nothing but snot bubbles, man. Nothing but snot bubbles. I mean, right now, I mean, I had never seen anything like that. And I can say I've been around volleyball for a while now, and it was just, I never heard anybody screaming, literally just ball up and go like, God, please help me now. And who says there's no prayer? Yeah, who says there's no prayer in schools, right? She was praying, God, please. But anyway, you know, help me. And, you know, we were talking about, you know, you talked about earlier about injuries in volleyball. And, you know, a lot of people don't understand how taxing volleyball itself is on the young ladies. I mean, on their knees and their ankles. As a matter of fact, perfect example, down at South Carolina State. And, no, was it, yeah, it was, yeah, no, it was Savannah State. Sorry about that. It's at Savannah State. And a young lady goes up. She's been playing a whole match, doing fairly well. But she goes up and she comes down and she hits the floor. And she's pointed like north and south, and her leg is going to the east. So, you know, it is a very taxing sport that people really, you know, it's really a very interesting sport, and I want more people to get involved in it. I mean, you know, like I say, we want to do as much as we can. As you see on the Overtime Sports Show, we are texting about you guys incessantly. We're Instagramming, we're texting, we're Facebooking, because I believe in everything that you're doing over there. And it's not just because you're winning, it's because it's a process of winning. And it starts with academic. And then because you do what you're supposed to do academically, then you get to put Shaw across your chest. If you don't do that, then you'll sit up there with the guy that was beating the other dude upside the head or whatever he was doing with that drum, and that's what you'll do. I mean, you know, and that's one thing that Shaw really, you know, strives upon. And, you know, hey, that's all I can say. Oh, by the way, let me ask you this, Coach. And I'm saying that you're really deserving of the Coach of the Week honors because – I don't know, and I know there's some more schools in the CIAA, but how many coaches or how many schools in the CIAA actually have their volleyball coach also be the softball coach, probably sometimes be the drivers of the van, the making sure the kids eat, making sure they're tucked in, making sure the hotel reservations are made, making sure everybody gets their water, making sure everybody gets talked to their mommy. How many other coaches do that in the CIAA?
There are two that I know of, Coach Isley at Livingstone and Coach Rayleigh at Johnson C. Smith.
Wow. So three
coaches.
Those
are the only two that I know of.
My goodness. I mean, that must show that, you know, how tough that job is, and it really needs to be separated into two because it's almost, I mean, like right now you're in volleyball, but then you got to go to softball, and then you got to go from softball back to volleyball. It's like being a public safety officer. One minute you're a police officer, the next minute you're a fireman, so you don't know whether to shoot the fire or shoot the water at the suspect. You don't know which one to do. You know, it's just one of those things.
Right.
Unbelievable. Well, Coach, thank you so much for appearing tonight on the Overtime Sports Show. Once again, it has been an honor to talk to you. I told you we'll have you back, and I'll make another promise. We will have you back again when we get ready to go into the CIAA tournament, which is the thing that you shoot for, because the winner gets to go on to the big stage, and that's what you shoot for every year. And I just want to say thank you so much for appearing here. And like I say, the Overtime Sports Show, we'll do all we can to keep Shaw volleyball out there in the public eye because that's where it needs to be. Let's just keep that gym filled, and you keep on winning, and we'll talk to you in the CIAA tournament.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. It's always a good time anytime we can converse.
All right. Good luck to you, Coach, and go get it.
Have a good season, Coach.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. That was head volleyball coach Deshondra Gorey, the head volleyball coach / softball coach at Shaw University, as the Bears are, you know, 13 straight matches they have been victorious. That's got to be some kind of record.
Fantastic.
I mean, that is just, like, unbelievable. And, you know, and like I said, I saw them last night on the air, and they did very well. They were just beating St. Aug, I'm sorry, but they just beat you down. They left you. They left you for dead in the middle of the gym. That's what they did. They had to come in and sweep up the pieces and put it in biohazard bags. That's exactly what happened last night. They did.
Wow.
Well, anyway, thank you so much for listening to the Overtime Sports Show tonight. We'll be back again next week, and I'll let you know exactly who's going to be. Just keep up with our website at www.theovertimesportsshow.weebly.com, and we'll have a list of all those. By the way, we're going to have the basketball coach from High Point University. She is going to be on the show on Monday, so we'll have that on our website. Until then, goodbye, everybody.
Take care.